So, I thought I'd start by showing you some of my holiday snaps. Since I wasn't expecting to be up here this morning. Had many great holidays, me and Cara. This is one in particular stands out to me. In 2021, so almost 5 years ago now, we hired a cottage in a little village called Boot in the Lake District on the sort of the western side. And I just thought I'd show you a few of the pictures from that. This was a scene from a hill just behind the village. And you can see the village there just towards the left-hand side. Just looking down to this beautiful scene. Few clouds, but then they do get rain in the Lake District. That's why they got lakes. Lovely waterfalls, high crags, high peaks to be able to climb. Great animals. Look at this character wandering up. You wouldn't want to be on the end of those horns, would you, really? There's Karen looking down. This is after one of our long walks, looking down as the evening closed in. Actually, this was a very long walk, I seem to recall. We did get down just before darkness. And more importantly, just before they stopped serving food at the pub. And then the final picture, one of my favourites. This is me and Karen on top of England, on the summit of Scarfell Pike. And looking quite happy for have actually reached the top. Why am I showing you pictures of my holiday snaps? Just to give you a sense of the beauty of God's creation. You know, we do like our hiking. And I always find that when I'm out in nature, seeing the things that God has created, the animals, the insects, hearing the birds, seeing these incredible views, you get a sense of what a wonderful creator he is. You know, we're going through this mission resolution statement, and one of the things that we were looking at, one of the items in that statement is this. Our mission, our witness, humbly embraces every aspect of life and includes demonstration of the love and compassion of God by acting in ways that protect, nurture, and sustain God's creation. So the theme for today is creation care as mission. Creation care as mission. And I want to think a little bit this morning about what that looks like. Because looking after what God has given us to enjoy, like we were then in 2021, is an important part of our mission to the world. So it's right that it is included in this Baptist Union mission resolution statement. You know, creation care is something that I've always found important. Many years ago, I began to support this organization, Arrocha. If you're wondering what that means, it's Portuguese for rock or boulder or crag. It's a Christian environmental organization. And as part of my sabbatical in 2019, I went to their head offices in London. And near the offices, in the middle of London, they have this large nature reserve called Wolf Fields. I spent 2 days installing a composting loo. So I like to think that people have used what I put in there. They are passionate about us understanding that as Christians, we do have a part to play in helping the environment, because goodness knows humankind is mistreating God's creation. I love this little cartoon. You got Dr. Moon looking down onto the earth and saying, "I'm afraid it's terminal. You have humans." That's quite a nasty illness to have, actually, for this planet. Humans, we do mistreat creation. And what we need to understand as Christians is actually it's not our creation to mistreat. Psalm 24:1 says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it." And the fact that the earth is the Lord's reminds us that Jesus had rule over all of creation. And mission, of course, we know is about proclaiming the Lordship of Jesus in our messed up day-to-day lives, including our relationships. And that includes our relationship to God's creation. And if you think about it, the whole of the biblical story, all that we read through Scripture, is about how relationships with the Creator have been broken and how in Jesus they are being restored. When it comes to this planet, when it comes to this wonderful environment that we live in, we are, you need to remember, not owners, we are caretakers. We are stewards of God's earth. And so it should be out of obedience, because God tells us that we need to look after his creation. And it should be out of gratitude, because we love what we're seeing around us, that we take care of what God has made. You know, living lightly, stewarding creation well, being careful how we live, is just a normal part of Christian discipleship. It's not some sort of fringe activity or fad. It's essential to how we live out a gospel life. It's God's command that we are enacting out. I am going to bring another reading. I did say earlier I was going to bring one. I'm going to bring a reading from the prophet Hosea. This is chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. I'll read it out to you. It says, "Hear the word of the Lord, you Israelites, because the Lord has a charge to bring against you who live in the land. There is no faithfulness, no love, no acknowledgement of God in the land. There is only cursing, lying and murder, stealing and adultery. They break all bounds, and bloodshed follows bloodshed. Because of this, the land dries up, and all who live in it waste away. The beasts of the field, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea are swept away." What the Israelites were doing, what Hosea is saying to them, what they were doing, the way that they were living, would lead not just to the downfall of the northern kingdom, but to ecological disaster as well. Now, this was written thousands of years ago, but it's very similar to many news headlines we see today. Hosea is saying that the fish of the sea are dying, and the land mourns because of human sin. And all who live in the world will waste away. He's saying that creation's suffering and human suffering are truly linked because of our broken relationship with God. I don't need to tell you this, but we are experiencing human-caused environmental damage at an incredible rate. Habitat destruction leading to species extinction. We're facing the possibility of extinction of many more insects, birds, mammals, amphibians, sea creatures. Then there's deforestation, which has implications for increases in carbon dioxide. There's global toxification, which destroys the air that we breathe. The undermining of marine ecosystems through chemical waste, and I'm sure you're hearing more and more about this, microplastics, which is turning up ultimately in the food that we eat. So sadly, the picture is bad. And in this passage in Hosea, we hear that humans suffer because of the environmental damage they themselves are causing. And that's also true today. Because access to clean water, scarcity of food, climate change often affect the poorest of the world. You know, the UN, United Nations, says that environmental refugees, so those who are displaced because of environmental damage, already outnumber refugees that come about because of conflict. And as a result, actually, many conflicts are increasingly driven by the scarcity of natural resources in the first place. The thing is, folks, we are all in this together. It's our current system of consumerism that's destroying rainforests, that's draining water reserves, that's polluting the environment. So we need to challenge. We need to challenge extravagant use of our resources and our addiction to materialism and individualism. And change begins with us. Begins with us as Christians. Let's show the world a different way. That's how we can begin to see our care of creation as mission. I came across a number of years ago, actually, this great quote on the Creation Care Missions website. I'm just going to read it out to you. They say, "The call to steward God's creation is complex and multifaceted. It points Christians towards recapturing our original mandate as stewards of creation." Remembering the original mandate was from God for us to take care of creation. "Laboring with Christ over creation and among the souls living in it, creation care can be the catalyst to release a powerful witness of God's heart among the nations." Just going to read that last sentence again. "Creation care can be the catalyst to release a powerful witness of God's heart among the nations." You know, as Christians, we are called to preach the good news about Jesus. We are called to heal the sick, to feed the poor. But also, friends, we are called to care for creation. That is part of our mission. Has everyone here heard of Nicky Gumbel? Have most of you heard of Nicky Gumbel, I expect? He came up with Alpha. He does whole loads of Bible reading notes you might be part of. He says, Christians should be at the forefront of the environmental cause and movement, because in our care for our creation, we reflect our love for the Creator. We care for creation because of how much we love the one that created it. And, as I mentioned earlier, the world is watching us to see how we choose to look after the creation that God has given us to look after. We need to be at the forefront of taking care of the environment. That's what God wants for us. But a challenge for you for later today, read Psalm 104. All the Psalms are great. 104 is particularly great, I think. It's a real celebration of God's creation. It's been described as a song for creation, a creation poem. And it's filled, if you read it, you'll find it's filled with wonderful, beautiful, poetic imagery. It talks about God covering himself with light, stretching the heavens like a curtain, laying the beams of his upper chambers in the waters, making clouds his chariots, walking on the wings of the wind. Isn't it great, this language, these images it creates? I want to read to you verse 24 from Psalm 104. I'm going to read from the Message paraphrase because I think this describes it beautifully. "What a wildly wonderful world, God. You made it all with wisdom at your side, made earth overflow with your wonderful creations." It is a wildly wonderful world we live in. I mean, whenever you're out in nature, you will know that. As you travel the country, you travel the world, you will know that. And it does overflow with so many incredible examples of God's creative ability. It's part of our mission to keep it that way. Wildly wonderful. And that in turn will speak volumes to those around us as we live out and demonstrate God's heart for everything that he's created. So that is why the Baptist Union have rightly included it in their mission resolution statement. Our mission, they say, our mission, our witness humbly embraces every aspect of life and includes demonstration of the love and compassion of God, here we go, by acting in ways that protect, nurture, and sustain God's creation. I came across a wonderful little video last night as I was preparing this, which to me just summarizes all of this topic into just a 2-minute video. And all being well, and I have absolute complete faith in Andy here, we're just going to watch this short video and then I'll pray.
Place us in conflict with Jesus' admonition to feed others in his name. God has placed us in a wondrous world. God has placed us in a wondrous world. From the depths of the oceans to the canopies of the rainforests, from blooming gardens to majestic glaciers, we are surrounded by the beauty and majesty of all God has made. What's more, we understand God has called us to care for creation. But if we're honest, we also understand we have, in large part, failed to actually answer this call. We must confront the small and big ways we've neglected creation, admit we've disregarded it, and be honest about the harmful results of our actions to the planet and the people who live there. And then we must answer the call, understanding our concern for creation as a renewed expression of our faith. We care for creation because of our love for others. We recognize that our actions have a direct impact on others in the world. Our contributions to the global climate crisis, for example, may speed the advent of food shortages around the globe, and in so doing, place us in conflict with Jesus' admonition to feed others in his name. What's more, we care for creation because of our love for God. Put simply, God made the earth and left it in our care. Why confess we love God and then disregard what God has made? Instead, let our love be seen by the way we care for all God has called good. And ultimately, we care for creation encouraged by our hope for the future. Though the outlook is grim, we still believe Jesus is making all things new. And so we have hope that our efforts on behalf of creation are not in vain. Imagine what will happen when the church commits itself to being part of the solution. Imagine what it will look like when we work together to use less, to reuse more, to travel, work, and live in ways that are more conscious of the footprints we leave. Affecting real change will not be easy, but that does not mean we should not try. God has truly placed us in a wondrous world. May we now live in gratitude for it and to preserve and protect it for all God's children.
Thanks, Andy. Says it all, doesn't it, really? Nice and straightforward. It's a wonderful creation. God's given us care over it. We need to look after it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you once again for this world in which we live. And Lord, as we go about the rest of today and this week, help us to notice things that perhaps we don't always notice. Help us to stop once in a while and look around us, Lord, and to see what it is that you have created, from the smallest thing to the large mountains. Lord, help us to understand our duty to care for it, and help us to understand that in doing that, that itself forms part of our mission to this world. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.